Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadas Kuznets in Chinatown with Yin Yang. She is founder of the Dumpling Academy here at 928 Ray Street. And we're talking about your dumplings for the Chinese New Year, which is on Friday, February 16th. So, Yin, what is the significance of the New Year's dumpling?
Well, dumpling represents fortune because the shape of the dumpling looks like the old currency in China in the old time. So if you make a lot of dumplings, eat a lot of dumplings, that means you can make a lot of money during the New Year.
And that's very important to the Chinese.
Sure, definitely.
Red, I understand, is also a big color. You're wearing red.
Yeah, everyone wear red. You know, it's also a good fortune for New Year.
Lots of money for the New Year.
Correct. So if you come to Chinatown, please wear red.
And this year is Year of the Dog?
Yes, Year of the Dog. Had the Chinese zodiac, you know, just like, you know, every 12 years, you know, this year turned to be the Year of the Dog. People who born the Year of the Dog has a certain character, has a certain personality, and a certain fortune during this year.
All right, let's go back to the dumplings. So you've got lots of things going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the weekend of the Chinese New Year. Let's just go right through it. Friday, February 16th.
Yeah, Friday, February 16th is the New Year's Day. So we are going to host a big dumpling party from 6:30 to 8:30 in the evening time. So far, a lot of people already signed up for that party.
How do you sign up?
Come to our website, www.dumplingacademy.com.
So you're having it here at 928 Ray Street?
Correct.
And what is a dumpling party?
So people come here to, we make a, you know, it's a group project, you know, everyone be hands-on experience and then make dumplings together. We are going to basically make two types of fillings. One is ground pork with possibly some, you know, vegetable, maybe Chinese cabbage. And the other one is for people who do not eat the pork. We use the vegetable. Fillings.
And then on Saturday, you have more dumpling parties.
Oh, yeah. Saturday is basically to celebrate the Super Bowl. Eagles win this time. We are going to host the Eagle flying dumpling. So the color of the dumpling will be green color.
That makes sense that it's Year of the Dog.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you make it green?
Well, we use the juice of spinach. We put the spinach in the blender and then put the water. And then we also probably use the kale as well. Both are very healthy.
What's in a dumpling?
Well, outside the flour, during the party, we're going to hand roll, make a wrap, dumpling wrappers. And then also we can buy some pre-made. It depends on the timing. And then inside the dumplings, we can put all kinds of the fillings. You know, in Chinese, normally put the ground pork there. Ground pork with some vegetable or vegetable only.
So Saturday is the Eagles dumpling.
Exactly. So Super Bowl celebration, Eagle fly dumpling making party.
Eagles fly dumpling.
Yes, exactly. That's a Saturday night. Saturday during the day, actually, we are going to run a five spice tour of Philly Chinatown. And then I'll bring people to go around Chinatown. You will visit interesting shops, restaurants, and the historic buildings. And then at the end of the tour, we're going to go to this famous Dim Sum house to have Dim Sum together.
That's a great activity for the Chinese New Year.
Yes. Yeah, so true.
And then you have more. The dumpling party continues into Sunday.
Correct. Because I'm a part of the Penn Alumni Club, we are going to host a private dumpling party just solely for the Penn community.
And then Sunday night,
the Dumpling Academy is a partner with Airbnb, so we are going to host a private dumpling party for Airbnb guests only.
So you are dumplings all the time.
Yes, so according to BNB, I'm the dumpling queen.
What do you love about dumplings?
Yeah, it's a perfect, it's a nice meal, and then it's a team activities, because the process of your making dumplings involves a sampling line. So we take this concept, and we think that this will be a perfect opportunity for a team building activity. So we try to promote dumpling making to corporate clients and organizations.
What's the secret to an amazing dumpling?
The filling. It's very important, the filling. And then in the past, people ask me, you know, what's the recipe? Actually, there's no recipe for the feeling of the dumpling. It's all by the experience.
So whatever you like on the inside.
Exactly, which is, I think, is a proper portion of the ingredients, you know, the seasonings. And then we have a little small trick. It's we have to make a small portion and cook it beforehand and then taste it. If it's fine, you know, we go with it. If not, we make some adjustment and then put more sugar, more salt, and then make a perfect taste before we're using it finally.
Can you describe how you fold it and pinch it and fill it?
This is the way I grew up. I grew up with my grandma, so she's the one who taught me how to fold it. But in reality, there's 10 plus ways of folding dumplings. Actually, we are going to probably going to plan to offer dumpling 201 class.
So how do you fold the dumpling?
There's a different ways to fold the dumplings. You have to come to our party to see it. It's difficult to describe it.
Is it like a rectangle, a circle?
Oh, it's like a bowl shape. And then, as I said, there's a 10 plus ways to fold it. People can make it like a triangle shape and the total round shape, UFO shape. In the past, our guests, they were very creative. They make a UFO shapes.
Oh, they can do it whatever way they want.
Exactly. The goal is to try to seal it out. You know, put the filling, the meat inside, seal it out. And then we're going to fry it right in the party.
So you have fryers here?
Yes, exactly.
And then you fry them up, just, you know, kind of a quick fry?
A quick fry. And then there's a secret as well, because we are going to actually steam it first. We put the water first and then steam it, make it cooked, and then fry it. That's a secret.
What do you like the best about dumplings? Since you are the dumpling queen.
I like the taste, like the shape, and then experience the making it. It's so much fun, and I was very happy every time making it, particularly with my guests.
So if somebody wants to join you for one of your dumpling making parties or for your five spice tour, how can they reach you?
Just go to our website, www.dumplingacademy.com.
Yin Yang is the founder of the Dumpling Academy, 928 Ray Street. Happy Chinese New Year. How do you say that in Chinese?
新年快乐
to you too.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.